Michael Bisping.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. Voted number one evening show in Southern California on the radio, thanks to, according to LARadio.com. There
yeah,
you go.
Right. Thank you to everybody who voted for us and to all of the other people on that list of 10 shows. My gosh, there are so many great, very talented people on that list with us.
All right. It is time for the feud, everybody.
Get him in here. Jerry,
here he comes. Look at this guy. All right, Louis Anderson, everybody. Hi. Nice to see you, Louis.
Hi, Tim.
You got to come out right
hi,
up to the
Jerry.
Mic. That's Jerry Wyszowski.
Hi, Tim.
How you doing? Nice to see you again.
Good.
By
hi.
The way,
do you gamble? You're funny. Of course.
That's my Louis Anderson impersonation.
That's a good one.
You
no,
like
that's
that?
A good impression.
Do you gamble?
I love to gamble.
You do?
I love to go to Vegas.
You like Skittles or gambling better?
I like to gamble and also have some Skittles with me.
Okay.
But I have to watch my sugar.
We do.
Yeah, so
problem?
I might have to cut out the Skittles and the Sour Patch Kids.
All right.
But I do love Skittles. All I mean, right. I'll sneak them. And I also love to go to Barona.
Oh, yeah, the Valley Ranch, right?
I love to gamble at Barona, the slots and everything. So wonderful. I want to say hi to my friend Iris at Barona.
All right.
And you guys are going to square off against each other. You're the reigning champion, Tim.
Yes. How are we going to do the points this time?
1 point per question. How about that?
All right.
And here's how it goes. We ask a question. Jerry, you ready to play the field?
I am, Louie.
Tim, you ready to play the field?
Ready to play.
If you're both ready to play, let's play the field. Okay, let's go. We have top five answers on the board. You buzz in by shouting your name. If you guess correctly and you have control, you can play or pass, okay?
Yeah.
All right.
You want to play the feud?
Let's play the feud.
Let's play the feud. Okay. Top five answers are on the board.
They're talking that mic there, Louis.
And try to find the most popular
Louis.
Answer.
Put the mic in front of him, Jerry.
Oh.
Hold it, Louis.
Jerry, you want to play a field?
I do. I'm looking for...
Okay. Top five answers are on the board. Try to find the most popular answer. Here's a question we surveyed 100 people. Give me a word or phrase that you might hear around a poker game.
Jerry. Call.
Show me call.
Poker game is this?
Five answers are on the board. Call didn't make it, but it's a good answer. Just didn't make our survey. Tim, name a word or a phrase, a term you might hear around a poker game.
Raise.
Show me raise. Number
yeah,
two answer.
Thank you very much.
Now, do you want to play? If you play, you have to clear the board. There are four more answers. You get up to three strikes. Or you can pass, and then Jerry's got to clear the board.
I'm going to pass because I don't think Jerry, he gave a really terrible answer the first time. And even though he's a poker player, I don't think he can do it. I'm going to pass and give it to Jerry Wyszowski.
Okay, that's a real strategy move. Jerry, are you ready?
I can do this. Yeah, I'm ready.
Hey, Jerry. Let's play the field! Okay, four answers remain. Give me a word or phrase you might hear around a poker game.
Fold.
Let's see. Fold. Number three answer.
Hey.
Good job, Jerry. You have 3 seconds. Name a word or phrase that you might hear around a poker game.
All in. I'm all in.
All in. I'm all in. All right. Good answer. Good answer. All in.
No.
What kind of poker game is this?
That's your first strike. And there's three more answers on the board. Number one answer remains unrevealed. Name a word or phrase that you might hear around a poker game, Jerry.
Ante up.
Ante.
Yay!
Number one answer.
Oh, look at that. Wyszowski, 3 of 5.
Now, Jerry, 2 answers remain on the board. You have 1 strike. Only 3 seconds. I'll repeat the question. Give me a word or a phrase that you might hear around a poker game?
Re-raise.
Re-raise.
That's a stupid answer.
Oh, you're supposed to say good answer.
Oh, I'm sorry. Good answer. Good answer.
If re-raise is there, you're in good shape. If not, second strike. Show me re-raise. Re-wrong. Two strikes. You have only one more chance. Tim, are you getting ready to steal?
Got it.
You ready to play the feud, Tim?
Got it.
Well, I'm gonna listen. Two answers remain, Jerry. Give me a word or a phrase that you might hear around a poker game, and you have 3 seconds.
Re-re-raise. Jerry,
I have aces. Aces.
If aces is there, you will be in good shape. If not, it's your third strike, and the Conway family gets a chance to steal. Show me aces!
No!
Oh, that's 3 strikes. Not there. 2 answers remain.
Right.
We come to the Conway family for a chance to steal all the points. Great strategy. Tim, you ready to play the feud?
Absolutely. Ready to roll here.
Well, then let's play the feud! Okay, Tim, you have 3 seconds. Only 2 answers remain. You just have to get one to steal the point. Give me a word or a phrase you might hear around a poker game.
Here we go. Louie, I'm going to go with your deal. Yeah.
If your deal is there.
Good answer, Timmy.
I got it.
Conway,
I think I got it.
Stole it. If not, Jerry's the winner of this round. Show me your deal. No, not there. Jerry, you get the point.
Sucks.
Yes. Let's see the unrevealed answers. Hit me.
Oh, hit me.
Hit me, okay.
That's not in poker.
That's no, what is that?
That's blackjack.
It makes a survey. It's a 4th answer.
Hit me.
Show me the 5th answer. Full house.
All right.
That's
full
ridiculous.
Full house, okay.
Also, but flush, 2-pair.
Wait a minute.
All the other combinations didn't make it?
I've been playing poker for 20 years. I've never heard hit me.
Tim, do you want to see the survey?
No, I believe you.
It's right here. Jerry, you want to see
you.
The survey?
No, I'm good.
Hit me.
It's right here. 100 people were surveyed, and 5 answers were on the board. Let's not argue about the answers. I have a better idea.
What was the 6th answer? Like, anybody have any toilet paper?
I have a great idea.
Split. That was the 6th answer.
I say we play the feud. You want to play the
feud? Let's play the feud.
Let's play the feud. Let's play the feud. Okay, Jerry, before we buzz in, tell me a bit about yourself.
Well, I live in Lakewood, Louie, and I love watching you. I love watching your show, Louie.
Oh, thanks.
I'm a huge fan.
Thanks, Jerry. Your friend who was
here. And I
here,
love Skittles, too.
Didn't you have a friend here last night?
Yeah, I did, actually.
Oh.
My friend Mitch. He's a big fan of yours, too.
I kept calling him Matt. I get your friends mixed up.
What's his name?
Mitch.
Oh.
Who's Matt, then? Your other friend?
Matt's Mahmoud. He's the guy that looks Arabic.
Oh, I thought that was the other dude.
Yeah, he's Middle Eastern. That's okay.
All right.
Let's meet the Conway family.
Thank you very much.
Tell me about yourself, Tim. Something maybe we don't know.
Born and raised in the San Fernando Valley, a brand new daughter, 2 years old. She couldn't make it here tonight. Going to Las Vegas next week for the big Thanksgiving vacation.
I have a tip for Vegas.
And I...
Okay, Tim.
Secretly hate Jerry Wyszewski.
I perform in Las Vegas.
I know you do at the Aladdin.
No,
Excalibur.
At the Excalibur.
At the Sands.
No, at the Excalibur Hotel. And then sometimes I participate in the Thunder from Down Under. That's a joke. But if you want a good buffet, and who doesn't want a good buffet? Go to the Luxor.
Luxor Buffet.
It's a great buffet. You want to play the feud?
I'd love to play the feud.
You
let's
ready,
play.
Jerry?
Let's play
well,
the feud.
Well, then let's play that feud. Okay, top 5 answers on the board. 100 people surveyed. Buzz in by shouting your name. You ready? Name the time teenagers are told to be home from
Tim.
Tim.
10 p.m.
The time teenagers are told to be home from a date. 10 p.m. Show me 10 o'clock. It's there, but 4 answers will beat it.
Oh.
Jerry Wyszowski, name the time teenagers are told to be home from a date.
Midnight.
Show me midnight. Number two answer.
That's what I tell all my kids.
Damn it.
Now, three answers remain. You can play or use a strategy the Conway family use and pass. What are you going to do?
I'll pass to Conway. He's got a kid.
Thank you very much.
Hearing this a lot.
Okay, I hope Tim's ready to play the feud. Okay, Tim, three answers remain unrevealed, and you have 3 seconds, and if you get three strikes, Jerry gets a chance to see. Repeat the question for you, Tim. Name the time teenagers are told to be home from a date.
Louis, I'm going to go with 11 p.m.
11 o'clock. Show me 11. Number one answer.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Great answer, Timmy.
Thank you very much.
You're in good shape. Only two answers remain unrevealed, and you have no strikes. You have a daughter, but you mentioned she's only two. So
right.
There's two left? I assume your daughter's not dating yet.
She's not dating yet, no.
But when she's dating, think about this. Name the time teenagers are told to be home from a date. You said 11 and 12 midnight and 10 p.m.? There's two answers remain unrevealed.
I'm going to go with 11:30 p.m., Louie.
11:30 p.m. It's there. Way to go. Number four answer. Only one remains. If you get it, you pick up the points. If not, Jerry, I hope you're thinking of a steal.
I'm thinking of one. I'm thinking
you
of one.
You want to play the feud, right? You ready to play?
I want to play the feud.
You want to play the feud?
Let's play.
Okay, Tim, here we go. It's all the pressure on you. Name the time teenagers are told to be home from a date.
Louis, I'm going to go with 10:30 p.m.
If 10:30's there, the Conway family gets the point. If not, first strike. Show me 10:30. Strike one. Two more of those, and Jerry gets a chance to steal. You only have 3 seconds. Name the time teenagers are told to be home.
Louis, I'm going to go with 9 p.m.
9 p.m.
Did I say that already?
No.
We'll 9 p.m.
See if it's there. If it's there, you're in good shape. You win the round.
Thank you. Oh, Bubba.
Just say 9.
9 p.m.
Show me 9 p.m. Two strikes. All the pressure is on the Conway family. You have 3 seconds, only one answer left. Two strikes on you. We're playing the feud. Name the time a teenager is told to be home from a date. Only one answer left, Tim.
12:30 a.m.
Good answer.
Thank you.
If 12:30 a.m. is there, guess what? Conway family can't get a home.
I think that's a positive.
All right.
Show me 12:30. Third strike, 12:30's not there.
Damn.
Control comes back over to the Wachowski family, and you can steal the point now, Jerry. I'll give you an idea of what's on the board. 11 p.m., 12 midnight, 11:30, 10 p.m. The number three answer remains unrevealed. To really make this a tight match and to steal a point from the Conway family, hang a tight here, just all the way on the day.
Louis, I'm going to say 8 p.m. It's an early date.
8 p.m.?
It's an early ending date there.
8 p.m.?
What time did it start?
I guess it started around 4, 3 or 4.
Oh, okay. That's an early movie.
It's a matinee.
What is it, going to Chuck E. Cheese?
Jesus Christ.
If 8's there, Jerry Wachowski steals the point. If not, I got that Conway family. You guys want to play the feud?
Let's play the feud.
Show me 8 p.m., 8 o'clock. The Conway family got it.
A good one, Timmy.
Oh, Jerry, you really blew it. Just like last night. I mean, you can't seem to put any victories together.
What's the final answer?
Let's see number three. 1 a.m.
1 a.m. for teenagers. Wow.
Yeah, that's a later date.
All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, we'll have the final round.
Okay, and it's going to be the decisive round. The Conway family taking on the Wachowski family. We're going to triple the points. You want to triple the points? Let's play the feud.
All right, this is the Conway Whitman Show, back with Louis Anderson and Family Feud. for the big final between myself, Tim Conway Jr., and Jerry Wyschowski. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. We continue with the feud and Louis Anderson, everybody.
Thank you, Tim. Thank you very much. In the third and final round of Family Feud, we triple the points. That means it's anybody's game. It could go to the Wyschowski family.
Yes!
Or come from Lakewood. Or from the Valley. The Conway family.
Yo! Boom!
Boom!
You want to triple the points?
Let's triple.
Let's triple it!
Boom! Let's play it out!
Final round coming up.
Okay, here we go. Top five answers are on the board. 100 people have been surveyed. You buzz in by shouting your name. If you get control, you can play or pass. Your choice. Name something people stand on a stepladder to do.
Jerry.
Jerry.
Change a light bulb.
Show me change a light bulb. It's the number two answer.
Wow.
One answer will beat it. So that means, Conway, you can take control if you give me the number one answer. Name something that you stand on a stepladder to do.
Louis, I'm going to go with paint.
Good answer. If paint is there, if it's number one, you get control. Show me paint. Number five answer.
What?
Oh, that means the number one answer still remains unrevealed. Three answers still remain. And Jerry Shasta has control. Jerry.
Yes.
You enjoying yourself on the field?
I love it, Louis.
You like my field?
I love it. Let's play.
You're going to play or pass. You have control. This is the third and final round where we triple the points.
I think, you know what? I think I'm going to pass. Let's see if Tim can name all
these. You're going to pass.
This is a tough category.
Okay, yeah. Tim's going to have to clear the board.
All right.
If not, it's going to come back to Jerry. Tim, paint and change light bulbs are there. Three answers remain. Name something people stand on a stepladder to do.
I'm going to go with wash a window.
If wash a window is there, you're in good shape. If not, it's only your first strike. Show me wash a window.
Yes!
Ooh.
Wash windows are there. Two answers remain, including the number one answer.
What was windows?
Number four. Number one and number three remain unrevealed. Name something people stand on a stepladder to do. Tim, you only have 3 seconds.
I will say to trim a tree.
Good answer. Let's see if it made our survey. Tree trimming. Not there. It's only your first strike. But if you get two more, Jerry can steal and win the game. You don't want that to happen because we tripled our points. Jerry, you thinking of a steal?
I'm thinking of them. I was actually thinking of that one.
Yes.
Are you talking about stepladder like three rungs or a ladder?
I don't know,
ladder?
Tim. We're not at Home Depot. A stepladder.
A stepladder. All right.
Just a regular stepladder.
Okay.
Probably every Saturday.
I got it.
Okay, so name something people step or stand on a stepladder to do. Two answers remain unrevealed. One strike against you. Good luck.
All right. I'm going to go with getting on the roof of your house.
Get on the roof. Okay.
On the roof.
On the roof. Show me on the roof. That's a second strike. No. The number one answer remains unrevealed. A lot of pressure for the returning champions.
What is a step ladder?
The Conway family. I don't know.
A stepping stool or
I got a great answer.
A work ladder.
I got a great answer.
Good. Think of a steal. It's a step ladder. A step ladder. You want to play the feud, Tim?
I'll play the feud.
Let's play the feud. 3 seconds. Moment of truth for the Conway family. Name something people stand on a step ladder to do.
to reach a cupboard.
If reach a cupboard is there, you're in good shape, if not third strike, and Wachowskis are going to try to steal. Show me reach a cupboard.
God damn it.
Yes.
Number one
That's
answer.
What I wanted to say.
It's the number one answer. Reach a cupboard or a high shelf.
Yes.
Now, there's one answer that remains unrevealed. You still have to guess that, Tim, and you have two strikes. Name something that you might stand on a stepladder to do for triple the points. We're playing the feud.
For all the marbles here?
For everything.
Louie, I'm going to go with hang a picture.
Good answer.
Thank you.
That is a good answer.
It is a good answer. Let's hear a good answer.
Good answer.
Good answer. If hang a picture is there, the Conway family repeats, and there are reigning champions. If not, the Wachowski family gets a chance to steal. Show me hang a picture.
Oh.
Not there. Three strikes. We go to Jerry. Jerry,
pressure's on here.
Big time for you now, Jerry.
Jerry,
come
go,
over
with,
here.
Go with hit me.
I need to walk over to you. Hold on. I'm trying to walk over. Come over to you, Jerry. Jerry?
Yes.
You can steal all the points. There's only one answer on the board.
Okay.
Name something.
I got an idea.
And you're a short guy. You're not too tall.
Yeah.
So you probably
and
been
I've
on,
done this before.
Right, okay. You've been on a stepladder before.
Hit me.
Name something people stand on a stepladder to do for all of us.
I'm going to say wash a car. Maybe like the top of a car to like polish it or something. I mean, I've done that before. If you have like an SUV or something, it could be hard
Tim,
to get to the roof.
You could be the luckiest man in the world.
Well, okay. Nobody else is going to be able to.
Well, no. Maybe it's there. Well, let's check the survey. If wash
There's
a
some short people out there.
How about take a bath? Is that on there?
If wash a car is there, you got triple the points. If not, the Conways win it all.
I'm already starting to celebrate. Yeah, victory.
Show me wash the car.
Yeah.
Not there. Sorry, Jerry. Tim, you win.
Yes,
congratulations.
The reigning champion. F you, Jerry. I effing blew you away.
Good one.
Now, does everyone want to see the answer that remains unrevealed, the number three answer?
Please, I nailed you, dude. I wasted you.
I thought you were pretty close when you said hang a picture, Tim. Let's look at number three. Hang curtains.
Hang curtains.
Yeah.
On a stepladder.
On a stepladder.
On like a three-step stepladder.
All the points went
How
to the...
How tall are you going to get sitting on a three-step
Went to the Conway
ladder.
Family. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Hey, I have a good idea. You want to go for $10,000?
I'd love to.
The Conway family is going to go for $10,000 when we play the feud.
Timmy! All right, we come back. I'm going for $10,000 on Family Feud, and we'll have the number one answers, right?
Right. I'll put this together real quick.
Okay. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. I wasted you, Wachowski. Beat your ass. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. Louie Anderson from The Feud joins us.
Okay. Wow. What a round. The Wachowski family is staying to cheer on the Conway family. Everybody's going to cheer on the Conway family, including the Wang family.
Yes.
Because you're going for $10,000 with fast money. You want to play The Feud?
Let's play The Feud.
Let's play The Feud.
I'm going for $10,000, everybody.
I'm
going
to ask you five questions.
All right.
And you give me an answer, you get 100 points, and you're winning $10,000.
I'll write these down as we do it.
Well, you only have 15 seconds.
Okay.
I'll remember your answer.
Jerry, you write them down.
I'll remember.
Oh, I mean, I'm not that fried. I think I can remember five answers.
All right, I'll be okay.
Or maybe not. I don't know.
Right.
We'll find out.
All right, here
give
we go.
Give me 15 seconds on the clock, please. Name something that's very relaxing to just sit and watch.
Television.
Name a food item that supermarkets keep refrigerated.
Milk.
Name a chore during which women daydream.
Cleaning.
Name a sport for which you take equipment. I give me an answer. It's okay.
No, we got to go through. I got more than 15 seconds here. Those questions are real long.
Yeah, give me a...
Hey, Randy, let's just say
put
we
Put another
have,
15.
Yeah, let's just say it's 15 seconds.
What the F? Give me 15
The guy nails me right at 15. How dare you, young man?
Name a sport for which you take equipment on vacation.
Golf.
Name the occupation of someone who works in a movie theater.
Ticket taker.
Turn around. Okay, let's check the board and see if the Conway family wins $10,000 after get 100. I asked you, name something that's very relaxing to just sit and watch. And you said the television. Survey says 25 points.
Yes. Woo! I gotta get 100 points?
Gotta get 100. Way to go. I said, name a food item that supermarkets keep refrigerated. And you said milk. Our survey says 15 points.
Yes, 15 points.
Up to 40.
The number one answer was butter, by the
way.
Butter.
All right.
I love butter. Oh, my God, I love butter. Oh, by the way, something very relaxing to sit and watch. You said television, but sunset was number one answer.
Sunset. Oh.
Okay. And I asked you, as I said to you, name a chore during which women daydream. You said cleaning. Our survey said cleaning or dusting, 20 points.
Yes! Woo! Up to 60.
You're up to 60 points. Two more questions.
What was the number one answer for that, sex?
Number one answer, sweeping the floor.
Number one answer is having sex with Jerry Wyszowski?
No, I don't know, on a stepladder.
Wait a minute.
Washing the car.
Wait a minute, then the number one answer was... sweeping?
Right.
Number two was cleaning?
Yes.
What was number three? Dusting the floors?
Dusting and cleaning were together. Doing the dishes.
What was number four? Making sure there's no dirt around?
Vacuuming.
What's number five? Vacuuming? It's all the same!
I asked Joe, Tim, name a sport for which you take equipment on vacation. And you said golf.
Golf.
And our survey said... 18 points.
Whoa. All right. 78 points.
22 points.
Was that the number one answer?
No.
What?
It was not the number one answer. Fishing was the number one answer.
Fishing.
The other sports you take equipment on vacation was baseball, skiing. A lot of people are skiing. We're going to go to Ski Dazzle.
Yes.
Just to tell people about that.
Ski Dazzle will be a week from, 2 weeks from tomorrow.
Okay.
Ski Dazzle.
Let's see if Tim can get 22 points and get the $10,000. Do you want to play the feud?
I need 22 points.
The feud.
Let's play the feud.
The feud!
Last question. I said, name the occupation of someone who works in a movie theater. You said a ticket taker. You need 22 points for $10,000. Our survey said... you got it!
Yay!
Whoa!
25 points! The number two answer, ticket taker.
Number one, Usher?
Number one was, Usher. Way to go!
$10,000, everybody!
Way to go! Okay, thanks for joining us here on The Feud.
All right!
Come with me and get $10,000! All right! Come back and see us next time on The Feud. You want to play a few?
There he goes, everybody. Louis Anderson.
All right, there he is.
Thanks for coming by, Louis.
Okay, way to go. Bye,
all
Terry.
All right.
Bye, Louis.
Okay.
That was a fun hour, man.
You did very well.
Thank you very much. That family feud.
Okay.
You know what we should do is we should actually do that, us against Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
Get him in here. We're on the phone, even.
Family feud!
Yeah, I think we could take him. This crew?
Next think tank, we should do that instead of arguing all
yes,
the time.
Yes, and the arguing and
too much
schwitzing.
Arguing.
Remember the schwitzing? I was schwitzing as
everybody
well.
Everybody was sweating.
Oh, I was schwitzing.
108 degrees in here.
Jerry, stop it.
Jerry, please.
Likes to touch my head when I'm schwitzing right now. I was watching Louis because the way Louis was running from you to Jerry, but not really running, but just kind of moving slowly, but it was wild.
All right, gang, 2 weeks from tomorrow, myself, Brian Whitman, I think Randy Wang,
yes.
And I know that Gina Grad will be with us. We'll all be at Ski Dazzle.
That's right.
So come on down to Ski Dazzle. They're giving away, everybody who shows up is a possible winner for the big contest they're running, thanks to Jackson Hole, Wyoming. Jackson Hole. WY.com.
One of the
airline tickets involved and hotels, everything.
Oh, and
man.
They got packages and great things. What I love to do actually at Ski Dazzle is I get there a couple of minutes early. I like to walk around and see some of the, you know, the exhibits. I should call them exhibits. That's what they're kind of like. Really, if you're into skiing or snowboarding and that's what you do, Ski Dazzle really is kind of the only place you need to go.
Gotta go.
I think you can at Ski Dazzle. I'm pretty certain you could get everything you need for your trip. You can book a trip. You can book a package. You can book a vacation for some buddies or for your girlfriend or your wife. It's a great show.
Yeah, 12 medals out of there. Yeah, so it'll be 2 weeks from tomorrow. Ski Dazzle, I think it's the 30th of November. Now, the 28th of November, we're going to be at KCAL again.
That's right. Back on KCAL 9, mm-hmm. And that's always from 8 to 11. They do the 8 o'clock news, the 9 o'clock news, the 10 o'clock news, and at about...
And we're on.
8:30, 9:30, and 10:30, they come to us, and they put us at one of their news desks, and we have a little chit-chat with the host, if it's Pat Harvey or Harold Green or maybe Glenn Walker or Sylvia Lopez, whoever it is.
Now, tomorrow, I'm going to spend the afternoon with my daughter. My lovely daughter, Sophia.
That's terrific.
And I'm actually taking her to West L.A. to the Spartan Final.
Yes.
On Pico, just east of the 405, because there's a huge food drive going on.
Very big deal.
And if you'd like to donate some food to people who are food-free.
Why don't you donate some food?
Yes. Then go to tomorrow.
Yeah.
Check out Spartan Final, West Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be there. I'll be there tomorrow, probably around 4 or 5 o'clock, donating some food to people who just don't have food. I mean, it's the holidays are coming up, mm-hmm. Thanksgiving, Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, and people don't have food.
No, and you know what? I've been watching on television now because now is the time of year that they're starting. By the way, have you been to the mall? It's Christmas at the mall.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's Christmas. Like if you go to the mall in Sherman Oaks, I was there. It's Christmas. I mean, it's the decorations are out and the Christmas music is playing. But you see on television the Thanksgiving commercials, you know, whether they're selling stuffing or turkeys. And you see that beautiful traditional Thanksgiving meal.
Right.
It reminds me of my childhood, actually, to see that. But it's and it looks good and it makes you hungry. There are a lot of people in our community who for whom that's not a reality. I mean, they just...
That's true.
Because they can't afford it. I mean, it's actually... I don't know because I haven't really bought it, but how much do you think it costs to put a meal out like that?
$200.
Is it that expensive?
Oh, I don't know. I bet it's a lot, though, nowadays.
Yeah, with the turkey and everything,
yeah,
right?
And you got everybody... everything's expensive nowadays. Although, the traditional Thanksgiving dinner is not really heavy and expensive food. You got potatoes are pretty cheap.
Right.
You've got stuffing, it's pretty cheap.
And then sweet potatoes.
Yeah, and sweet potatoes. But there's just so much of it. You know, it goes on and on and on with the pies and all kinds of, crap. But we'll be out there tomorrow. And I know Jack Silver, the program director, will be out there on Saturday. I believe that the Corolla show is going to stop by. Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. Everybody makes it a point to get out there. John and Jeff are the ones that really put this thing together initially. And now they do it along with Leo Quinones.
Quinones. What time does it start tomorrow? If I want to go
to noon tomorrow.
Noon tomorrow. Okay, yeah. So you can go there in the afternoon, Smart and Final at Pico.
Yeah.
Off the 405.
Yeah. And so if you want to come out and watch a 44-year-old idiot smoke cigarettes in front of his 2-year-old daughter, that's where I'll be. Mm-hmm.
Now, are you going to take what you usually do is you take a grocery cart into the Smart and Final, and don't you fill it up with groceries and you donate
it? Right.
And Sophia's going to do that with you.
Yeah. And it not perishables. I mean, not eggs and crap like that.
Does she like to sit in the shopping?
She hates it now.
Oh, totally.
She's too old.
Really?
Now she doesn't even want to sit in her car seat. She wants to, sit in it with just a seatbelt on.
The regular seat.
Yeah. She thinks she's like 30.
I remember. I mean, I literally remember when I was a kid, and I don't know if you get away with this at Ralph's or Gelson's today, but wherever you shop or Vons or Smart and Final. My mom would take my brother and me to grocery shop, because she couldn't leave us. But there was a point, couldn't leave, his 2 years difference.
Right.
He'll burn the house down and, I'll cut my arm off. So she would bring us, and I would sit in the little seat where you put the kid, and then my brother would be in the cart.
Like actually in, like actually.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, like sitting in the cart.
With the food?
With boxes of cereal on them. And that's how my mother would push us through the supermarket.
Yeah, you know what? I have a great idea for Gelson's. I'm not sure Ralph's or Vons would be interested in doing this. But Gelson's attracts sort of an upper scale clientele.
Well, for some of their produce and their meat items and all that.
Yeah, they should have personalized shopping carts. Right, so you would say, you know, you would call Gelson's
right.
And you say, "I'm coming today. I'm what cart are you? I'm cart 315." And then when you get there, they have cart 315 that only you use, and they give it to you. You tool around the store, and then you give it back to them. They put it away for you, so no other a-hole has his crap in it, has his diseases all over it, has his kid essing in it. These, you know, these carts are filthy.
Here's one for Gelson's. I agree with you. By the way, at Gelson's, though, which I love with the OCD, they give you the sanitizer. As soon as you come into the store, there's a like a giant, it's like a diaper.
Yeah, and then your daughter eats it when she you know, comes down with tuberculosis in the cereal aisle.
You know, honestly, what they should have? If you're cart 315, they should have on a computer everything you buy.
That was a good idea.
So you show up, and there's cart 315, and
it's already loaded.
Full of your stuff.
As a matter of fact, you know what they should do? They should also eat it.
Well, I tell you, it's really strange at Kelson's. I know we have to take a break, but they treat you, if you're you know, a fat, you know, poorly dressed radio dude, it doesn't matter. They treat you like you're, you know, a millionaire.
Yeah, they do a good job over there.
I go in there to buy hamburgers, and the butcher comes out and has this elaborate conversation with me about prepackaged hamburgers. I said, Babu, I got to run, man. I'm not buying, you know.
Yeah.
You know, $40 steaks here.
Yeah, get that white coat away from me, man.
Yeah, he's got the coat
on. All right, it's the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.